Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Reverend Ray. Today's broadcast is called The Bread of Life. Amen. I believe that I'm joined with Reverend Robin. Reverend Robin, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for joining me, Reverend Robin. Today we're going to talk about remain in the peace of Christ. Or remain in the peace of Jesus. So, and especially during this time that we're living in now, with so much that's going on, that we need to be the body of Christ to remain in the peace. There's all kinds of craziness going on around us. But before we get into that, and before we even open up in prayer, I just want to remind our listeners, amen, that when Christians Speak Talk broadcast, have several broadcasts during the week. Amen. His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life for Reverend Ray is Sundays at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life for Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Nobita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. They just finished a broadcast last Sunday, and basically what they did was just strictly prayer. Get a chance to go back and listen to it on a different site. Our weekly prayer is Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. As usual, we want to encourage you to go and check out whenchristianspeak.com, amen, and find out a little bit more information about us. You also can like us on Facebook. We have a page and a group called When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. And with that being said, let's go ahead and start off in prayer. Amen. I'm glad to have Reverend Robin White with me. Amen. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks, to glorify your name, to magnify your name, to give you all the honor, God. You alone deserve it. There is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you, Jesus. So we will begin to continue to praise you and lift up our voice like a trumpet unto you and begin to give you all the praise, God. We want to just say thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you for every single thing that you're doing in our life. We want to thank you in advance for every miracle that you've already performed in our life, every healing that is already completed, every that's already over there, God. We want to thank you in advance for every single blessing that has our name on it in advance, Lord Jesus. So, God, today we come submitting ourselves under the authority of you and pray that you, Lord Jesus, will have your way like none other, that you would direct our path, that you, Lord Jesus, would guide us, God. We thank you for this broadcast today, God. Remain in the peace of you, Jesus Christ. So teach us, Lord Jesus. Allow us to yield to your Holy Spirit that we might remain in your peace. Let no weapon formed against us of any kind prosper, Lord Jesus. So again, this is your broadcast. Come, Holy Spirit, and have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Well, Reverend Robert, again, we're talking about remain in the peace of Christ. Remain in the peace of Christ. Amen. And I'm going to let you get started and whatever you have to do, you know, I'm here and we're going to talk about this a little more in detail. I did pull up some scriptures and I know you got some too. Amen. Did you want to start off?
If that's your preference, bless God, however we may go in.
Amen.
Helping this together,
to
be awesome.
Okay.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, well, let's start off with the scripture. What was the scripture that you had in mind that you was looking at?
I guess reference scripture that I had for this particular broadcast was John 14:27, and it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Amen.
This is something that Jesus left for us.
Right. Amen.
We can be sure that everything that Jesus leaves for us is for us.
Right.
You know, he didn't speak this to us for naught. He spoke
right.
this because this is a place in which he wants us to reside. It's a place where he wants us to dwell. You know, Christ comes and he introduces this to us, you know, and the gospel of Christ and his righteousness by which we are saved, and, you know, where the Spirit, he has poured this out upon us, you know, that we be dwell in that. But we know that so many things of the world comes to try to chip away at everything that the Spirit gives us.
Yeah.
Because the world does not want us to embrace the things of the Spirit.
That's
because
right.
in doing so, he loses, you know, the world loses its control. It loses its power over us if we can just embrace the things of God. Because the things of God, that, like you have prayed, they are for us. They are for us, you know.
Mm.
And there is so much that's going on now that has our attention. You know, that comes in and kind of ebbs away and chips away at our peace because we're looking all around at the world. You know, but Jesus says that he says, "Peace I leave with you." And the blessed thing is what he says next. He says, "My peace, my peace I give
yeah.
unto you." And we know that Jesus is in a perfect peace.
Right.
You know, and so what he's given to us is perfect, you know, and it is not only perfect, but it is not something that comes and goes. The peace of God, you know, and the peace of Christ should be a steady thing within us because it's not a peace that we are getting from any other source but from him. That no matter what is around or what is happening, if we just keep our focus and keep him central, you know, within us, that we would be just as he, steadfast in peace, you know, and not let things to come and to pull that away from us, but to hold on to it, you know, hold on to it with everything that we have. But a lot of times what happens and where that lack of peace comes in and where it stems from are from places of the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, when it comes to a point when we don't know, then we're going to be fretful, then we're going to worry, and then we lose our peace. But see, that means that we're no longer focusing on Jesus, but now we're focusing on situation.
Yeah.
We're focusing on what will happen. How will it happen? How will it feel? Will I be okay? What should I do? What should I say? What would they do? What would they say? You know, so you get all of these different things to come in, and we're looking at that, and we, in our limited knowledge of things, are going forth to try to analyze future things.
Right.
And see, but we don't know future, but Jesus does. And with Jesus even knowing all things from the beginning to the end, he is yet in peace. Now, that there is enough to stop and have a time of reflection and meditation upon it. You know, and I think, and Jesus came to be our example. We need to do the same thing that Jesus did. Before he was going on that cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was in prayer unto the Father, because he knew what he was about to experience. And what did he have to do? The same thing that we have to do is put our flesh down, because you know he came and dwelled and became flesh and dwelled. And he had to come and put all that flesh down.
Yes.
But see, and he knew what was going to happen. It said great drops of blood he did just pour from him. You see, and he is our example. And I'm sure he had the same questions as flesh. What's going to happen? What it happened? What is it going to feel like? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? But yet still, it was. What it boils down to is not my will, but thy will be done. To be able to come and lose all of that, die to all of that, die to all of the flesh, die to all of our will, die to all of us having to know everything, die to all of us having to have an answer, die to all of us wanting to fix it. You know, not to all of us feeling that we can handle it, we can take care of it, because we can't.
We cannot.
We can't. You see, but it is a matter of giving it all over. Just as he came, Jesus as our example came, and he says, I do nothing in and of myself, but only what the Father tells me. So he came from the very beginning and stripped himself of all of who he was and followed everything that God told him to follow. So I know one place and one way and one tidbit of how to enter in into peace is being able to submit to the will of God. Being able to submit unto not my will, but thy will be done. To be able to let go of pride and walk in humility. To be able to be okay with not knowing what's going to happen next. And to be okay with that, to not have an answer. But knowing that even though I don't have an answer, my Father has an answer. God knows what's coming next. And he knows that everything that pertains to me throughout my entire life. And so if he's chosen me, that I know that I am safe and I am secure in him, because he has chosen me. And his thoughts towards me are good and not evil for me, for that I shall prosper, that he has an expected end for me. So, and then in that place I come and I just decrease and allow and trust and believe that my life is secure in Christ Jesus. And therefore I can be able to, if my life is secure in him and he told me to partake of his peace, then I can take on his peace and put it on me as a cloak, because I am trusting in the Most High God. I am trusting that he will not fail. I am trusting that he is not a man that he shall lie to me. I am trusting that that he has a provision for me, whatever that provision that may be, that it is sufficient for me, that I'm trusting that I am safe, I am secure, that I am standing on a rock and a firm foundation in who he is. To be able to get to that place and to just enter into his peace and just not even knowing, just I don't know. I've referred to this often. It's a saying from Corrie ten Boom. It says, "Do not be afraid of an uncertain God when you're trusting it to an all-knowing God." Well, the future can be uncertain, and I don't have to fear that uncertainty of the future when I am trusting in an all-knowing God. You see, because it may be uncertain because I don't see the future, but God knows all things, and that is, it is in him that I am trusting. So, and if I'm trusting in God who is sovereign, who is the creator of all things, who is the one who I live, move, and have my being, all of that is in his hands, all of that is in his control, then God, you got it. And the thing that happens is that when it comes down and it comes to your mind, just to cast all things down that try to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Cast it all down and say, but you thought, or whatever the thought may be, you are not greater than God, and you are not going to distract me. You are not going to deter me. You know, and I think one of, you know, their kind of relating scriptures, and we're going to, if you can turn with me to Mark 4:38. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. And it reads here, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow." And this is talking about Jesus. Jesus had said they were going to the other side. They had something to do and they were going on the other side. That's the prelude into here. "And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind, said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" You see, our faith has to be grounded in who Jesus is. It has to be grounded. We have to be steadfast, unmovable in our faith in him. You see, he had already said to them, this is the word of God that has become flesh and dwelt amongst me. He has said that we are going to the other side. Now, he is in the bottom of the boat, in the hinder part, is what the scripture says. He is fast asleep. There is a storm. There is wind. There is rain. There is all sorts of things going on. But he was asleep. I mean, now this is something for us to follow. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care about the winds. I'm trusting Jesus. And we're going to get through this. You know, and because he says, how is it that you have no faith? Do you trust that I have you, or do you not trust that I have you? You know, I'm down here asleep. Do you see what I'm doing? Because I know we're getting to the other side. Because we can't get caught stuck in the midst of a storm. We got to keep moving through it. Because there is another side to get to. And with Jesus, we shall get to it. And that is what we have to trust. Is it always easy? No. But what we have to do is that we have to fight back against those things that tell us that something is not going to happen when Jesus has told us that we are fine and it will happen. See, we have to begin to not look at what we see, but hold on to who we know and what we know. And that's a fight, and that is a battle to just come forth and to get to that place where we look at it in those manner, as far as not looking at it through natural eyes, but look through spiritual eyes, that we not look at it as a natural man or woman, but we look at it as a spiritual man and a spiritual woman. You know, so that way we get through it with the strength and the power in which we need to get through. Because this world, if we look at the things of the world, oh my goodness, how are we leaving out of our homes these days? Many people are not.
Sorry.
I mean, but if we look towards Jesus, and if we trust in Jesus, and if we're committing our walk unto him, and if we are using, you know, because he says he will give us, if you lack wisdom, he will give it to you liberally. Ask him for the discernment that we need. Commit it to him. Give it unto him. Trust in him. Because this world, the things, oh my goodness, you have to turn it off sometimes. You have to turn it off. You got to turn the TV off. You got to turn all those things off. I mean, there are so many things that are occurring right now that are just at the center and foremost of us. There's so much happening. COVID being, although it's prevalent and has a preeminent spot, it's only one of many. And many things, yes, have steered and have produced from it. You know, we have the finances, and people lost their jobs, and you know, you have illnesses and you have sicknesses. We've lost loved ones. You know, we have children trying to teach children from school, from home. At the same time, you're trying to teach school and you're trying to work. You got two laptops right next to you, surrounded by the table, and everyone in the family trying to work and trying to do school. And you have some who are single and they're home and they're living alone and they're lonely, and you know, they're not going out. We don't have that social connection. And we as human, we are social people.
Yeah.
We thrive on relationship. That's where we thrive. But right now, we don't have that. And I think that, and prayerfully, during this time, the relationship that is being bonded and made fruitful and just growing would be that relationship with God. Because that relationship with God, if we build upon that, will leave us in a place where we are fully content. You cannot commune and talk with God and be lonely at the same time. Because he will fill us. You know, and at that same time, he will also give us methods and ways in which we can become involved in different things, whereas whatever, I mean, because I guess the bottom line is what I'm saying is that God knows what we need. And if we spend the time with him, he will reveal to us and kind of open up doors and avenues where everything that we need will be met. That he will show us an avenue. He will connect you with a group, or he will, you know, connect you with a purpose or something to do within this time that will fill you. Or, you know, he will, you know, bring a phone call your way, or he will send a note your way. I mean, he will be sure to make that we get that connectivity that we need. You know, that he's not going to leave us in a place, you know, if we're seeking him, if we're loving on him, then he's going to pour out and shower upon us the things that we need. You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to us. And that is what his word says. You know, and another example, just, you know, we spoke on Mark in the belly, and Jesus coming, he rebuked all of these things. But another example of this is also in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 14. And this is when, you know, they were trying to find Elisha, and they were searching for him. And in 14 it says, therefore sent their horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And it says, and when the servant of the man of God, it says, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my masters, how shall we do? You see, here's another one of those questions. You see something, you don't know what's going to happen. So how, what, when? Those questions began to sink. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, you see, who is he calling on? Jesus. He's calling on him. I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Mm. You see, because greater is with us than we can even see. There is a greatness that surrounds us in the midst of our storms, in the midst of the things that are going on. And we only see, and you know, out of the natural, what the enemy wants us to see. But no, open our eyes. Open your eyes, man and woman of God. Open your eyes and know deep down in your spirit, you need to know greater is with me than all of these problems and all of these things that are happening. Greater is with me. I have a great covering with me. You see, and it was the same as when they were in the ship. Open your eyes. You had the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords asleep in the hinder part. If he's at peace, you be at peace. The time for us to worry and to fear is if we ever see worry and fear in God. Oh, yeah, it's a time to worry and fear then. But I don't think we will ever see that. For I know for surety we would never see it. Because he is Alpha and he's Omega. He is the beginning and the ending, and he knows it all. And yet, he is the King of Peace, the Lord of Peace. Even knowing and having the full knowledge of everything, he is peace.
Yes,
and that is peace that he gives unto us. He gives us his peace. Because no matter what the situation, he shall always reign. He shall always be sovereign. And scripture says that we reign with Christ. So if we are reigning with him, we have peace. Because we have greater with us than is in anything that we can actually see. Because if we really stop and think for a minute, with our limited knowledge, all that we don't see. Can you imagine if God took off all blinders and we could see everything he saw? I think we would probably lose our mind.
Probably.
But he sees it all and he knows it all. But yet he is peace. I mean, so it takes, I think, you know, he says, enter into his peace. I mean, when you look at Hebrews chapter 3, it says they did not enter into the rest because of lack of belief. So they weren't able to enter into the rest and the peace of God because of their lack of belief. See, we don't want to be that. We want to enter in to rest. We want to enter into peace. But it takes for us shutting ourselves down and put our full trust and belief in God, our Creator, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who put each and every star in place, the one who's able to rebuke the wind, to rebuke the storm, the one who is able to tell the water how far it can go and where it must stop. You know, the one who is truly a mind regulator, and the one who is truly has the king's heart in his hand. You know, the one who truly is the one who wakes us up every morning and keeps us throughout the day. The one who has actually assigned an angel to you to keep charge over you, to protect you on your way in and out. And then when you look at that, at the fact that your angel can come forth and destroy hundreds of thousands, just one, and you have one of those assigned to you every day that he's given charge over you. So it comes to the point where we got to begin to change our conversation, not from the world, but that our conversation will be focused on what has God said, what has God given me.
Amen.
What are the keys to the kingdom that I have? You know, and begin to speak those things as the truth of my life. Those things, all of those things are the truth of my life. God, you, Jesus, you gave me your peace. I accept your peace. I walk in your peace. God, you said that healing is for me. Then, God, I accept your healing. I walk in your healing. I don't care what my body trying to tell me. It has to come into a line with what you say is. I don't care what my mind is trying to play. And I have to cast all of that down because you, God, you are the one who is truly in control. Not me. But you, you know, it comes to a point where we it's a matter of changing our mindsets and changing our minds that for God I live and for God I die.
Yeah.
And it comes to when we change our minds is that I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to get through it. I'm going to move through it. I'm going to stand on the other side because this is temporal. You know, and get to, we all just have to get to that place where we don't believe what the world says, but we believe what God says about us.
That's right.
And that is who I am. And get to the point that, yes, I am natural, but I'm spirit as well. And the one that I want to be ruling and reigning is the spirit man that dwells within me. So that I not succumb to the things of the world, because the spirit that dwells within me is greater and mightier, more powerful, and is able to urge me and unction me and guide me and direct me, and that I'm relying on it and not on myself. But that comes to the point of that same place where we go into a place of humility and allowing that and just killing that pride, because pride is our downfall. Because we want to try to fix it. You know, something isn't happening fast enough. We, you know, there is something else that we can do. You know, when what we need to be doing is just resting and trusting in God for the outcome of all things. And that, to me, you know, is it easy? No, it's not always easy. But we should be able to fight for what God says is ours. Stand for what God says is ours. When we go in, when you look at Ephesians and it says to put on the full armor of God, we're going to turn to Ephesians 6. Because this is where we enter into our peace in doing this. In Ephesians 6, beginning with, hold on 1 second, I'm going right to the, get to the page, putting on the whole armor of God on Ephesians 6:10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, that's what we're being strong in, not in ourselves, but in him and in his power. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, this is going to enter us into peace. It truly is. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Take it on. Take on his full armor, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Mm-hmm. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And that's what I was saying. We have to gird ourselves with the truth of who we are and with the truth of whose we are and the truth of the power that dwells within us. Because if we have the spirit of the living God dwelling within us, we have power dwelling within us. And it says here, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And see, our righteousness is not our righteousness, but we have the righteousness of Christ Jesus. That is the righteousness that we have on. So we can't even look at ourselves, let alone the world. We have to look at the righteousness and that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So that when he looks upon us, he sees the righteousness of his Son. So that we can rest and we can stand knowing that it is not my filthy rags that God looks at, but he looks at the obedience and how Jesus has overcome and how Jesus has gone forth and done all that he was instructed to do and was humble before God. You see, and so we put all of Jesus on. And that's where we cover ourselves in his righteousness, you know, in that breastplate of righteousness, knowing, having that in your heart of not embracing what we've come from or who we are as man, but who we are based on acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and embracing his righteousness. And so, and we go forth and you have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, that we go walking in peace. We go seeking peace. I mean, we keep our feet just ready for peace. You know, and it comes on, it says, and above all, taking the shield of faith. And I like it says, above all. Taking on your shield of faith, taking on your belief, you know, that taking all of that on wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You see, every little dart that is being thrown at us, COVID-19, all of the political unrest, all of the grief, the illnesses, the sicknesses, you know, the spousal problems, you know, all of the children, the school, the loneliness, the things of work, the abuse, you know, all these types of, they're fiery darts. But if we have our faith, that shield of faith up, that every time those things come, that we have the faith that Jesus says, that his yoke is easy, all of these things, I have the faith enough that every one of these darts that come my way, that if I just give them over to Jesus, my faith, those things will have to fall. The fiery darts won't be able to penetrate because I'm giving them over to Jesus. I'm giving our every care, every concern, everything that may come my way. I'm trusting and knowing I'm standing flat foot, steadfast, unmovable in my faith and my belief in who Christ Jesus is, that he has said that he has overcome the world. There is nothing that he has not overcome. So everything that comes my way, I can stand in faith and knowing that he has overcome it. So therefore, I can stand in peace knowing that I am an overcomer with Christ Jesus. That it will not penetrate my faith. It's not going to have me curled up in a corner on the floor. Because there is no way you can have on a whole bunch of armor and curl up on the floor. You see, but we have to be able to carry all of that, all of these fiery darts that come and try to come in and penetrate. But I got my shield of faith, and everywhere, I'm just moving it right along with the fiery darts. You're just bouncing off. You're bouncing off because I'm hiding behind my faith in Christ Jesus, and I'm hiding behind my righteousness in him, and I'm going peaceably with him, and I'm knowing the truth of who he is and who I am, and I know that his word shall prevail in my life. So therefore, all of these fiery darts, you are not going to penetrate. You're not going to get into me. You're not going to get into my mind. You're not going to toy with my mind. You're not going to do any of those things because I am standing behind my faith in Christ Jesus. And it says, take on that helmet of salvation. Put on that helmet of salvation. No, let your mind be purged, knowing that you are saved by the grace and mercies of God, that you have been chosen of him, that he is your God, he is your Father, that everything that pertains to you is important to him, that he's looking out for you, that you have been called and reconciled unto him, that you have been reconciled unto him for a great purpose in him, that he has a need for you, that he wants you, that he has called you because he wanted you to be a part of the kingdom. So therefore, I'm going to keep on my helmet of salvation and knowing that I have been called and I have been separated out and I have been invited to come into the kingdom and to dwell in the safety of the kingdom, in the covering of the blood of Jesus, that I can go in and out and be undetected, that I can come into this world and get whatever God has for me in it and take it and head myself right on back in the kingdom and continue to rest in peace. You know, we have to have the mind of Christ. You know, and I think one thing that blesses me when things happen is that, you know, in Jesus, as he's praying, he prays unto the Father, and he prays that we will be one with him as he and God is one. So if we can become that place, one in him, one in the security of our salvation, one in the security of our righteousness, all being in him, that if we can get all of that into agreement and come into that oneness with him, because he says that he and the Father is one, and he desires that we to be one with him. So then if we become one with him and he's one with the Father, then we're all one together, then what can keep me from peace? What can keep me from overcoming? What can come in and destroy me? What can penetrate me? So therefore, how can I not rest in a peace? Because this is the peace that he gives. That is his peace. How can we not? Because that is Jesus' desire, is that we become one with him. And if I become one, truly just resting in this armor, in who I am, in him, just resting in it. And look, it says we run in and we are saved. That he is our high tower. That he is our refuge, that he is our rock, that he's our present help at any time. So if I can go in and I can trust in all of these things, not just say them, but trust in them, oh my God, that is entering into his peace, entering into his rest, You know, and it says here, you know, having on that helmet of salvation, knowing that you're saved, knowing that you're his. You know, Jesus says that he has not lost one that the Father has given him, save the son of perdition, so that scripture can be fulfilled. And I can tell you, just from me personally, that scripture has carried me for many years. That I know that I am safe because he has not lost not one. I am safe in my salvation in him. I am safe in my peace in him. I am safe in my rest in him. And I am safe. You know, when he says, enter, you know, that it is his peace that he gives me, then that is mine. That is mine because he says he gives it to me. And it says in scripture that every word that goes forth, it shall not return void. It shall go forth and produce what it was intended for. So if he intended for me and he spoke the word of peace for me, then it cannot fall void. It must occur. And it would be only me who prevents it from occurring in my life. So, I mean, we have to fight for the things that Jesus has freely given to us. But the only reason we have to fight is because we have to die to ourselves. Because if we die to ourselves and accept all of the things of God, then we can walk a lot more easier in the things of him, because we're not coming in being our own blockage to rest, to peace, to joy. Because it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then it still rolls back to the same thing, believing, trusting, and having faith in who our God is. Because if we know and if we continue to penetrate our mind and permeate our minds with all of the things of who God is, and if that is what's most prevalent, all of the things of the world must pale in comparison. Their power pales. Everything pales. When put up against God, put God up against COVID, COVID pales, it fails. Put God up against whatever I perceive as my failure, it's going to have to fail. And God will reign supreme. And if I'm coming into a oneness with him, then I reign above it as well. But we have to... All of us, and it's sometimes we have to push through. It means turning off the TV, turning off the naysayers, turning off the doubt, turning off the negativity, turning off the questioning, and just get into a place of just worshiping God, of just seeing him around every corner, around just everything that tried to exalt itself above it, just cast it down so that we can stay in that place of peace with him because he's given it to us. It is ours to have, you know, because, you know, even though that we are here in this world and we may have all of these trials and tribulations, but he says he's overcome the world. And if he has overcome the world, he has truly overcome the world. And it is a matter of standing on that, knowing it, believing it, trusting it, and knowing that we too are overcomers through Christ Jesus. You know, and getting to a point that we just believe it, we walk in it, we know it. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I'm going to overcome this. That it, no matter what is said, no, my assurance is going to be in him. My assurance will remain in Christ Jesus. You know, I'm going to have to be assured that I will never meet a fear that he cannot conquer. I will never face an enemy that he cannot defeat. I will never enter into a battle that he cannot win. I will never have a need that he cannot meet it. I will never face a temptation that he cannot overcome. I will never have a burden that he cannot lift. I will never face a problem that he cannot solve. I will never have a bondage that he cannot break. I will never have a moment that he does not care. Not one moment in my life does he not care about. I will never have a time that he is not there, because he has promised that he would never leave me, nor will he forsake me. So there is not a time that I have breath in my body that Jesus is not there with me, that he is covering me all the days of my life, that I can walk in a certainty that wherever I am, he is there as well. There is nothing that is occurring in my life that he does not know about. And not only not know about, but does not care, but is in a place of where he cares about it. That even if I'm in a situation that he doesn't change, he can change me in a situation where I can praise him through the situation. You see, but the whole thing is that we have to move through things. We have to trust him that even in our very places of weakness, that his strength will be revealed in our lives. That there is no place that he can't help us. You know, and that's in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, because in every situation, no matter what it looks like, he is there. And we can turn to him in that situation. And even though we may have to go through that situation, we can go through that situation with a better mindset. We can go through that situation with a peace and a calm, to know that I'm just going to walk through this situation no matter what it feels like, no matter how painful it may even be. But with Christ Jesus, all things are possible. And with Christ Jesus, all things I can overcome. Because it will not be my strength, but it will be his strength. And I'm willing, Christ, to be weak so that your strength will prevail. I'm willing to humble myself so that you will be lifted up. I'm willing to give you all praise, all honor, and all glory through the pain, through the hurt, through the grief, through the lack of finances, through the unknown situation. I'm willing to just give it all over to you and trust and have faith and believe that you have called me to be your child, you have called me unto me, that you say that you have your thoughts towards me, that you have an expected end to me, that is for good and it is not for evil, that I can trust that no matter what it looks like, and it does not look good, it looks dark, it looks bleak, it looks grim, but your light shines through the darkness and penetrates into my heart and fills me with an overflow of love, and I thank you for it. I mean, so it's just a pressing towards him. Pressing towards him where he has stretched out his hand to give that peace, and you stretch out towards him and receive that peace and remain in his peace no matter what it feels like. Remain in his peace, even through those places of loss. Just remain in his peace in knowing that he is with us, that he will never leave me, he will never forsake me, that he sees my pain. And just turn our faces towards him and just allow his light to just shine in and just transport us to another place in him, above all of the principalities and the powers, above all the hurt and the pain, the disappointments, just to allow him to bring us to that oneness with him and that oneness with the Father, so that we transcend above all of the rudiments and all of the things of the world that tries to come and to just squish us down. Let us truly come to a place where we reign with him high above all of those things, high above the pain, high above the hurts, high above all of those worldly things that come in to crush us, but that to get in a place with him in faith and belief and trusting and just moving ourselves up into a place in him high above all things and just rest and be just shrouded in his peace. Because it is his peace, that his peace, not our peace, not the peace of the world that just comes and goes and is never there, but in his peace. Amen. Reverend Ray, you were going to jump in?
Amen. I'm just listening to you, sister. I mean, I'm just, that's awesome word, and just an awesome word, man. That was really, really good, much needed in this time and this season that we live in. I like when you was talking about of his peace, you know. And there's a scripture actually in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 that says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful." He said, let the peace of God, you know, who is the peace? Jesus is peace, you know. So everything that we do, as you stated before, everything that we're doing in life, every storm that we come in within our life, we just need to remain at peace with it and know that God got it. We have to remain at peace. The other thing that when you was reading John 14, the first verse says, right off the bat, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
Okay. Let not your heart be. In fact, he said it again. He said again, the scripture, that part of the scripture was mentioned again in the verse that you read in 28. You know, that talks about let not your heart be troubled. Okay, so if we believe in God, like we say we believe in God, then we should be at peace. No matter what the world is doing, no matter how bad or crazy the storms might be, no matter who's doing what, there should be a peace that passes all understanding. The world, like the scripture said, 14:27, the world can't give it this peace. This peace has to come directly from Jesus. The world idea is peace at one moment and war in the next. You know, that's the world idea of peace. You know, but with Jesus Christ and the peace that passes all understanding, there it's a constant thing. You know, we're not moved by what's going on and stuff. We're not troubled by we're concerned. Of course, we pray about it, but we know in whom we believe. You know, we know in whom that we believe. We trust God. We know he's got this battle. We know what come what may. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, that's a peace that I know that I'm comfortable. You know, that's a place of being comfortable in it, in the word, being comfortable in the boat, like you said earlier, of knowing that we're going to get to the other side without a shadow of a doubt. If Jesus and I sleep, they should be there sleeping too. Well, let the wind do what it has to do. Let the waves do what it got to do. you know, let the world do what it has to do, but knowing that we are in a peace that passes all understanding, a peace not like anything else. You know, we can be in a situation where we got total chaos going on all around, which is what is going on in the world today, but we up there walking on the water because we understand the peace. You know, we're not tossed aside or worried about anything because we understand peace. It's a win-win for us as believers because even as the world rages or sin rages, we know that Jesus Christ is coming back again. We know that he's preparing a place for us. So our belief and our peace and our trust is all tied to him. It's all tied to him. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to always get it right. But we need to be able to, when we see ourselves going in a direction that doesn't point in the direction of the peace of Jesus Christ, then we got to get back. Or ask the Holy Spirit, bring me back into relationship with you so that no matter what, I'm in the peace. You know, I'm in the peace. We're in the world, but not of the world. We are ambassadors of Christ. We're not worried about what's going to take place there. We know about those things. We are aware. But worry, God got it. Be like, first thing out of our mouth to be, God got this. I understand Jesus, you know. But it's the flesh that makes warfare with the spirit. And that's where the worry part come from, because it's the flesh. The flesh is making war. The flesh is excited. The flesh wants what it wants and everything. But the spirit of the man, the spirit of Christ in us, the Holy Spirit, is like, no, it's going to be okay. Bring forth the comfort. Bring forth the comfort and words and wisdoms and scriptures and all those things to remind us just who we are in Jesus Christ. Just who we are in Jesus Christ, that we've been bought with a price, that we're his peculiar treasure, that we're the apple of his eye. All those things come into play with the spirit, but the flesh is like, no, I can't see it tomorrow. But the spirit be talking to the flesh like, calm down. Take a deep breath. God got this. If he did it one time, he'll do it again. If he heals so-and-so of cancer, he can heal you too. Calm down. God got this. You know? So that's that peace that nobody can really put a description on it because it's not of this world. That peace of Jesus is not of this world. But when we begin to walk in that type of faith and that kind of trust and believe in God, you know, then we know that God got it. Abraham wasn't worried about killing himself because he had faith in God. He was at peace with it, you know. At least I believe that he was. He was at peace because he knew that God would provide. He knew that God would provide and everything. So we got to get to that place of peace. But that's an awesome word, Reverend Robin. I was just sitting back listening. I didn't really have too much to say, you know, and everything. But I appreciate the word, man. We're gonna probably have to play that on a different day, or something like that. To remain in the peace of Christ, and that's the word for the people of God. Remain in the peace of Christ. Stop running around and Trump this or Biden this or the evangelical this or the prophets this, but remain in the peace of Christ. Let them do whatever they got to do, but for you, for me and your house, remain in the peace of Christ. You know, God knows, God sees what's going on within the world. He sees the hate and the bickering and the division, and I mean, those are the things that Satan does, but we are not, we're not of this world. Okay, we shouldn't even think the same way this world do and everything. We are, you know, our promises is with Christ. Remain in the peace of Christ. You know, that should be the big thing for everybody. Remain in the peace of Christ. What they doing so-and-so, remain in the peace of Christ. What she says so, remain in the peace of Christ. Remain in the peace of Christ. You know, I'm about to lose my job. Okay, yeah, that's not good. We all need to work. We don't work, we don't eat. But even still, We can remain in the peace of Christ even with, through that. You know, no matter what the adversary brings to us, we can remain in the peace of Christ, and we are way past time. Amen. Amen. But thank you again, Reverend Robin. I appreciate the word. Amen. Remaining in the peace. Amen. We can go ahead and close out. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you for Reverend Robin bringing forth the word, God, and bringing forth something that's much needed in total chaos, that the body of Christ may understand. The world doesn't understand the peace of you, Jesus. Okay? But we do. And we that know your word, and that we that seek after your word and seek after the things in you, we need to be able to get to a place that we practice it day in and day out. We need to tell others about the peace of Christ, no matter what kind of chaos is going on in the world, God. So we thank you for the word. We pray that the word has been a blessing to someone out there. We pray that the word has begun to heal, and the word in itself has already begun to restore hope. Lord Jesus, we're praying for those things to take place because it's your word, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are suffering because of the wrath, but we remain in the peace. We pray that they will find more about your peace. And then if they don't know about Jesus, we pray that you will send ministering angels to them, that you will send those that have the word in their belly to speak life and not death, Lord Jesus. We pray today for the salvation of those that you have that are out there that are seeking for answers. We pray that they might remain in the peace, that they might see and understand the peace of you, that the peace of you that's not only just peace, but it's love, that's caring to the point where you was willing to die on the cross for our sin. We are praying today, Lord Jesus, for all, Lord Jesus, for everybody, no matter the color of their skin, or no matter their rich or their poor, their background, their education, no matter what, Lord Jesus, to show them you, Holy Spirit. Show them the mighty of who you are, Lord Jesus. Take away the scales from their eyes that they might see, Lord Jesus, the love of Christ, the peace of Christ, the cross that was paid at the cross for them and for me and for all of us, Lord Jesus. We will forever give you all the praise and glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Again, thank you, Reverend Robin. What an awesome word. Amen. Thank you. Much needed. I needed to hear that too. Because we can get sidetracked by what stuff that's going on. It's a distraction. It's a sidetrack. So it allows us to get back. Let's get back on focus. Get back on focus with the peace of Christ. Do you have anything else to add before we leave out of here?
Well, I just bless God for just an opportunity to share his word. Just, you know, isn't a word that we all need just to remain encouraged and to remain in his perfect peace, because that is what he's given to us and that is what he desires that we have. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you. Thank you, Reverend Robin. Thank you, those listening. Don't forget that you can listen to this particular all of the broadcasts, probably in about another 10 or 15 minutes, on the different networks like iHeartRadio, Spreaker, iTunes, just in the, and Blog Talk, just to name a few. But until next time, we pray that you have a great afternoon, night, and everything, and be blessed. Thank you, Reverend Robert. Be blessed. God bless.